friends, this is Monday, August the 19th, and this is the Good Day program. Start another week of conversation, things that are important for most people who are with it in terms of having conversation, knowing about what's going on in the world, wanting to know about what's going on in the world. I'm Doug Steffen. Everybody is gone. This week, I guess because it's getting close to the end of the summer, I'm wiped out when it comes to those who are on the air with me, whether it be Ken Kessler, who's, I think, gone to, where did he go? He went to somebody. Oh, he went to Las Vegas. That's right, too. Went to Las Vegas with his wife to meet some of the other members of the family, work on some project she's working on. And so he's among the missing. And as we go through the day, some of the other cast members that many of you are familiar with will be in absentia as well. But because I'm the good doobie, I'm here on your side and at the ready. Let's get ready and let's get going. Egypt is in chaos. And a lot of people are talking about the latest information there. More violence, more bloodshed. 36 Islamist prisoners died in Egypt during an apparent attempt to escape. They were being transferred to a prison outside of Cairo. There are a lot of conflicting reports, if you've been listening around, with the Muslim Brotherhood calling the incident a cold-blooded killing. Egyptian military say the deaths happened after the prisoners took an officer hostage. According to the military, the officers, one of the officers is alive still, but the body count here continues to grow. I think I remember on Friday, the number we used was somewhere in the 500s. Well, as of today, it's over 1,000 members who have been killed. A lot of other people have been detained. The raids continue. Violence continues. Escalation continues. Politicians call for aid to Egypt to be cut off completely. So let's sort of start it there, and then you can respond or get at it by dialing 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, should that be the way you want to connect. Facebook and Twitter won't be so active today because I can't get at it as easily as others, because I have normally about 87 things going on in front of me here, and because I really want to, the deal is for me to stay on top of the news so you can stay on top of it, and our conversation will be focused on that. So if you feel to comment, help yourself, probably 888-302-DOUG is the best way to do it. From Meet the Press yesterday, a lot of the conversation that we have on Monday comes from the News Talk television channels and their Sunday morning interviews. So this is NBC's version of that. Meet the Press, David Gregory talking to Senators Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire and Jack Reed of Rhode Island about how the new wave of violence has caused a change of heart among those in Washington with regard to cutting off aid to the Egyptians.
Senator Ayotte, straight to you. Several weeks ago, this question came up. Should we keep the U.S. aid flowing to Egypt? You said yes then. Have you had a change of heart now?
Well, I think, David, in light of recent actions, we tried to give some time to the administration. They obviously tried to get the military government to not crack down in a violent way, to restore democracy, to move to elections, to release political prisoners. They've ignored all of those requests. And now with the recent violent crackdown, I do not see how we can continue aid. I believe it must be suspended because, unfortunately, I think the military has gotten the impression, and particularly with what the president not asking for aid to be suspended when he spoke this week, that whatever they do, we will continue our aid. So I do support suspending aid at this time.
So you talk about the change of heart because you've given them a little bit of room and they haven't responded. The Egyptian military, closely allied with the U.S. government, but they're not listening. They're not sort of honoring that alliance.
Right.
What leverage does it give the U.S. to take the step you're advocating this morning?
Well, I think at this point, they're obviously getting the impression that no matter what they do, our aid will continue. So we do need to exercise our influence by saying we're going to follow the law, particularly in light of your recent violent crackdowns, suspend aid until you restore democracy, until you move to an inclusive process for elections and obviously a new constitution that allows all people to have a say in it. To respect people's rights. I think that's what we have to do at this point. We've tried to go down a road to get them to do the right thing. They're not doing that. And also, I would say this, David, the best way to marginalize the Muslim Brotherhood is in the ballot box, not through arrests and killing people In fact, you're just going to encourage them to martyrdom rather than just defeating them at the ballot box. They blew it when they were governing. And if we go to a democratic process, if the military does that rather than taking this over in the power grab they're involved in right now, yeah. Then the Muslim Brotherhood can be defeated through the democratic process.
So, Senator Jack Reed, you know, this is summertime. You're in Rhode Island. You've got to be hearing from your constituents who are saying, hey, Senator, why are we sending $1.5 billion to Egypt every year, most of that to the military, when they're crushing protesters in the street? There's just another strongman after Mubarak that seems to be quelling dissent. Senator Rand Paul tweeted this week, President Obama says he deplores violence in Egypt, but U.S. foreign aid continues to help pay for it. Senator Ted Cruz said we're encouraging the violence by our aid. Have you had a change of heart with regard to keeping the aid flowing to Egypt?
Well, the acts of the last few days by the Egyptian military are completely unconscionable, and I do believe we have to change our aid. I think also we have to have included in the legislation a national security waiver, because we have to give the president not only the responsibility to deal with the government of Egypt, but also the flexibility. I do believe that we can send a strong signal by suspending aid. The president already suspended the F-16 transfers. I believe he suspended Bright Star, our military exercise. But if we do, and I think we should, pass legislation, it has to have a waiver so the president can be able to engage or attempt to engage the Egyptian government.
Don't forget, there are different sides here, understanding the Muslim Brotherhood versus the military. The turmoil has deepened for sure there. 25 policemen have been killed as well. The Israelis quietly maintaining ties with the Egyptian army. That seems to be something that is important to know what's going on over there. And that's why the conversation is valuable. Think about how much more you know about what goes on in the Middle East now than you did when you were a kid,
in essence.
I mean, you know, you knew about Israel, probably, but how much about the Middle East did you actually know? And now we know so much because of the focus on all of this. And we will continue with our focus, and it's on the Sunday morning conversation programs, because a lot of them, as I said, focused on what was going on yesterday and what some of the speculation was as we get into the new week. 14 past the hour on Monday's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-302-3684. The phone numbers to be connected here to what's going on. Let's move over to the Sunday morning program on CBS. It's Face the Nation. Senator Lindsey Graham talking about Egypt and whether it survives or doesn't survive. Bob Schieffer is the host of the program.
Senator Graham, it's been a while since I've seen any pictures like this, and now we are seeing, and you heard Charlie talk about the Egyptian generals are trying to say this is a war against terrorists, and the fact is, the head of Al-Qaeda's brother, that's Mr. Zahari, has been arrested now, and we're told he was planning to bring in armed groups to oppose the generals. I mean, isn't this just make it even more complicated in trying to figure out what we ought to do and who we ought to be supporting here?
In a way, yes, but in a way, no. I mean, we can't, after 2011, we sided with the protesters against Mubarak. There's no going back for our country to supporting strongman dictatorships. The Muslim Brotherhood corrupted their mandate. They won the election. The Egyptian people are not terrorists. They got a majority of the vote, but after a year of governing, they drove people away. And this coup, and it was a coup, has a lot of popular support. But where are we headed? We're headed for Algeria. The Brotherhood will go underground. Al-Qaeda will come to their aid, and you're going to have an armed insurgency, not protesters, on your hands in the next 60 days or 90 days, and we're going to have a failed state in Egypt, and we're going to have to suspend our aid because we can't support the reaction of the military. Even though the Brotherhood, overplaying their hand, started this, we can't support what the military is doing in response.
Well, we don't want to encourage a government to come to power there that has Al-Qaeda. Right. Al-Qaeda elements in it, do we? I mean, and if we cut off that aid, doesn't that just help that?
Bob, Al-Qaeda is never going to win at the ballot box. If there was a new election, the Brotherhood would get beat. They would be marginalized by the Egyptian people. The army is making these people martyrs. You're looking at Algeria, where the opposition becomes an armed insurgency. The best way to solve this problem is to write a new constitution where everybody has a say and have new elections. If you had new elections, the Brotherhood would get creamed at the ballot box, but they're going to be a very formidable force on the streets. They're going to get aligned with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is going to come uninvited into Egypt, and you're going to have a failed state. And that means gas prices go up for us, the Suez Canal gets compromised, and Egypt becomes a staging area for terrorist acts against Israel. This is an absolute disaster in the making.
All right, so how many of you are concerned about this? 888-302-3684. Perhaps when we continue, now that we've had the sort of television, the Sunday morning television side of this, we'll get a little insight from a couple of talk radio hosts who are on the air over the weekend. So that'll be an update. It's 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
May have some relationship to what's going on in the Middle East. Everybody's gone bananas. This is maybe a stretch, but this is Bananarama. And I'm your Venus, the musical interlude for us to think about on this Monday morning. It's August 19th. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken's gone this week. Pretty much everybody is in absentia this week. So it's you and me and all the sound and all the thoughts and all the things that we have on our mind. At least 38 Muslim Brotherhood prisoners in Egypt killed during a prisoner transfer in Cairo. The prisoners were all supporters of former President Morsi. They had been detained after the clashes at a mosque in Cairo and were being transferred to another prison. The Interior Ministry says one of the prisoners tried to take a police officer hostage, prompted the forces to respond with tear gas inside the security bus, and these 38 supporters died of tear gas inhalation. Here's radio host Esme Murphy talking to UC Berkeley professor on the Middle East as it is today. The professor's name is James Gelvin. They talk about the situation in Egypt and how things would move forward.
Let me ask you, sir, there's been so much that has gone on, so much bloodshed,
right,
and it does appear that the situation is continuing to deteriorate. How do you see the situation from where you sit?
The situation is going to continue to deteriorate until there is a resolution, and it's not going to be a nice resolution. Both sides in the conflict, both the army that controls the government at the present time and the Muslim Brotherhood, view each other in conspiratorial terms. They think that they could only be secure if the other side is completely destroyed. At this point, it looks like, of course, the military has the upper hand and has done everything possible in order to both to take apart the Brotherhood, to arrest its leaders, for example, to crush it physically, and to also terrorize members of the Brotherhood through an overwhelming source of a show of force. So what we're going to see increasingly over the short term, at least, is going to be the military just upping the level of violence as much as they feel it's necessary in order to destroy the Brotherhood. The Brotherhood may or may not respond in kind.
Well, I think the United States really, I think, is in an increasingly difficult position, sort of standing on the sidelines here amidst this carnage. I mean, what do you think about the role the U.S. is playing? Because it seems like we're not winning anywhere from either side, and it just, our situation and the way I think we're being viewed by both sides seems to be going deteriorating as well.
Right. The United States really has no good options in the Egypt situation. What I think Obama has been trying to do has been to let it be known that he's unhappy with what the generals have done on the one hand, but on the other hand has done everything necessary in order to maintain channels open to the generals in terms of, for example, maintaining the $1.5 billion a year, not cutting off aid immediately, although, for example, ending or putting an end to this year's Operation Bright Star, the joint maneuvers between the United States and Egypt, and also postponing the delivery of F-16s to Egypt as well. The U.S. really has nothing at this point it can do. We can cut off a $1.5 billion, but that's already been replaced by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait with $12 billion in assistance. Many of our allies in the region like the idea of the military clamping down and perhaps destroying the Muslim Brotherhood. The Saudis certainly do, the United Arab Emirates does, the Kuwait does, and the Israelis do as well. So the United States at this point is not only has problems with Egypt per se, but also has problems with our closest allies in the area.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. M.P. Manila is a former Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist. In her first novel, Foretold, she combines investigations of the proposed nuclear storage site on Yucca Mountain with an ancient Hopi Indian prophecy about the end of the world. A thriller ensues called Foretold.
Well, I learned as a cub reporter that if you can't get up on a soapbox and lecture because people, there's just enough bad news, it all gets washed away. So I wanted to write something that would be a compelling and very interesting story. I myself personally love to read a good thriller. So I decided to write as a thriller, and I started to research. You know, this whole thing started in the 1990s. President Clinton vetoed the program on safety concerns. 3 weeks after President George Bush was in office, he overturned that veto. Then President Obama came in and he tried to just cut out all the money to do this. The cost to the taxpayer of this, by the way, the final estimated cost will be $91 billion. So not only is this dangerous, but it's coming at a time when we're so worried about the deficit. Most of all, I wanted people to be aware that this danger, this was in our own backyard, and we were creating it ourselves. It's really scary, because it's based on the truth.
The issue of where to store nuclear waste is tied to an ancient Hopi Indian prophecy of world destruction in the new thriller from M.P. Manila, Foretold. Inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies. There's
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
It is the second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Feel free to engage with us in any number of ways. The easiest for me to deal with in my own technology, in my own way, in my own world, because I'm here kind of by myself. A lot of people, not that it makes a whole lot of difference, but I will tell you sort of a little inside baseball here, how difficult a program, wonderfully so, this program is to do, because there's so many different elements to it, so many different people involved in it. We normally have a staff on the air of four, sometimes five, sometimes six, and everybody's working on different things, both on the air and off the air. And so when any number of them are... God, this is the first time this has happened. I don't know who's in charge of vacation schedules, but this is the first time this has happened. I pretty much let everybody come and go as, not as they please. Well, you know, in reason, if they have stuff to do, I understand it. In the meantime, most people, however, are thoughtful about what it is that it takes, as I just explained, to do all of the things that we try to do, to get different points of view expressed, because I want to hear all sides of an issue, both sides, and then there's, when I say both sides, there are many, sometimes, different sides to a story or an issue. It's all open to interpretation. As those of us who live life every day know, what one person says is not necessarily what another person hears, and or is there agreement on what they feel. 888-302-3684. All right. A couple of notes here on some stories that have developed or are developing. Some conspiracy theories since the death of Princess Diana and her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed. There are reports from England, however, alleging the couple may have been murdered by British special forces. There's a story in the Mirror today reporting that the new allegation surfaced at a second court-martial of Sergeant Danny Nightingale, who was found guilty of illegal gun possession. Among the evidence at the trial was a letter from a former soldier who said, along with his in-laws, that the SAS, the Special Air Service, was behind the princess's death. Over the weekend, Scotland Yard said the police were looking into new information that has surfaced in connection with the deaths of these two. So isn't that an interesting reality? A big deal at the box office over the weekend, number one movie, was The Butler, that Oprah Winfrey movie with Forrest Whitaker, brought in $25 million, and Where the Millers was number two. Elysium was number three. Kick-Ass 2 was fourth, and Planes was fifth, for those of you who are interested in that sort of info. Meanwhile, back to some of the rancorous, cantankerous material that's around, the continuing focus on Mr. Snowden and the NSA. So on the Sunday morning show that's on CNN, as you know, we take a lot of the material that we have on a Monday morning, sifted through the various news and news question shows that are on the television networks, and the radio stuff as well. Candy Crowley here talking to Representative Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, who still doesn't regret voting against the amendment to end the NSA data collection, but wants to place more restrictions on the ability they have to search the uncollected data. This as a result of the information that came out late last week that the NSA is involved in all potfuls of irregular and illegal searches and listening events.
Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen voted against an amendment that would have ended some of the NSA's surveillance capabilities. Congressman, any second thoughts here now knowing that mistakes were made?
Well, not on that particular vote, but no one should misinterpret that vote. That was on the Amash Amendment. I have serious concerns about what's going on at the NSA. I think obviously we need more oversight, as Senator McCain said, but I think we need to change the underlying Patriot Act and the FISA amendments of 2008. Kenny, I voted against the reauthorization of the so-called Patriot Act because I believed it was too loosely written, that there's room for abuse. And so I think we need to undertake a lots of reforms. The amendment, I don't think, did the trick, frankly. I think there are much more important things we need to be doing.
So are you comfortable with the fact, what we know now, which is that NSA does take in every phone call number in America on a, you know, on a daily basis, brings it all in, keeps it in case they need to go look at it, but they'll need a judge's okay for that. And now we're learning that, yeah, they did make mistakes, some of which were in violation of the Constitution, the judge later found out. And yeah, 3,000 instances, 2,000 instances, not big, except for some of those instances, involve 3,000 Americans whose emails or phone calls were then monitored.
Right. And I think we need to make reforms to prevent that from happening. In fact, I'm working on an initiative to do exactly that. So there's a distinction to be made between the collection of raw data, right? NSA having exactly what the phone companies have. And what's the test? What's the standard for the NSA being able to search or query that data? Right now, you have to have a reasonable suspicion that that phone number was involved in terrorist activity. My concern is NSA can reach that judgment unilaterally. They do not have to get advance notice from the FISA court. So I propose that before they do any kind of query, any kind of search, they have to go to the FISA court. And at that step in the process, we also have what's considered a citizen's advocate to take the adversarial position before the FISA court. So you have that give and take. Those are important reforms. I think most people are concerned that NSA is willy-nilly getting content or doing searches, and I do believe we should make sure that that can never happen.
888-302-3684. That's Representative Chris Van Hollen talking about the NSA data collection policies, which are certainly under scrutiny and justifiably so from this person's point of view. Over on Fox, John Roberts talked to Senator Rand Paul about these same sort of questions, that is, the constitutionality surrounding the NSA data collection and some of the president's misstatements that, for example, the NSA data collection had not been something that was abused.
More tough questions for the NSA after the Washington Post reported this week that the agency violated privacy rules thousands of times since 2008. An internal audit obtained from leaker Edward Snowden reveals that the nation's most secretive spy agency intercepted phone calls and emails of American citizens repeatedly during that time, and in some cases did not report the unauthorized surveillance. Now some lawmakers are promising hearings. Joining us with reaction is Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee and author of Government Bullies. Senator, welcome back to Fox News Sunday. Good to be with you this morning.
Good morning.
It was just a little more than a week ago that the president insisted to the American people that there was appropriate oversight of the NSA surveillance program and that there was no talk of abuses. Let's play what the president said.
What you're not reading about is the government actually abusing these programs and you know, listening in on people's phone calls or inappropriately reading people's emails. What you're hearing about is the prospect that these could be abused.
Senator Paul, what do you make of that statement now that this new information has come to light?
You know, I think the president fundamentally misunderstands the constitutional separation of powers, because the checks and balances are supposed to come from independent branches of government. So he thinks that if he gets some lawyers together from the NSA and they do a PowerPoint presentation and tell him everything's okay, that the NSA can police themselves. But one of the fundamental things that our founders put in place was they wanted to separate police power from the judiciary power. So they didn't want police to write warrants, and the NSA are a type of police. They wanted the judiciary, an independent, open judiciary, responsive to the people, with open debate in public. So I think the constitutionality of these programs need to be questioned, and there needs to be a Supreme Court decision that looks at whether or not what they're doing is constitutional or not.
One of the most striking revelations of this disclosure is that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court does not have jurisdiction to pursue investigations into compliance. Does that need to change?
Well, there's a couple of problems. One, they may not have jurisdiction, but two, they're only hearing one side of this. So if you were to go sit down in a room and the NSA tells you why they're doing all these things correctly, you have no means of challenging that. You have no means of alternative information. And without this Snowden leak, in fact, we wouldn't even know of this internal audit. Without the Snowden leak, we wouldn't have known that James Clapper lied to us, lied to the Senate, and said, oh, that we were not collecting any data on Americans. And it turns out, yes, they're collecting billions of pieces of data on American cell phones every day.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. A lot of the audio highlights from the Sunday and weekend discussions, trending stories. For example, the airline merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines got some vetting over the weekend, and we'll try to bring you some of that conversation as we continue to figure out how it is that this merger, if it goes through, affects you, and if it doesn't go through, how it affects you if you're a traveler. That's up next here on Good Day.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. Attention mesothelioma patients. If you or a loved one were exposed to asbestos years ago, this may be the cause of your mesothelioma lung cancer. Billions of dollars have been set aside to compensate mesothelioma sufferers, and you may be entitled to a tax-free share of that money, even if you're simply a family member. Make a free call to 800-764-3000 right now to learn more. Ask for your free mesothelioma information kit. Compensation to pay for medical bills and treatments may be available. Many mesothelioma patients were exposed to asbestos and didn't even know it. Secondhand asbestos exposure can also cause this mesothelioma cancer. Your asbestos exposure history needs to be investigated, and the first step is a free consultation. Don't wait. Call now. 800-764-3000. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, find out about your legal rights and possible financial compensation. Mesothelioma cancer patients get help now. The call and the information are free. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade.
I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
The,
you too.
Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing, tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
On the air with Doug Steffen at 13 minutes for the hour on the Monday Good Day program. Okay, so let's spend some time focused on the airline merger that many of you had, shown some interest in last week. Not only in the business talk stations, but on the general interest conversational stations as well, as exemplified in this conversation with hosts on the radio, John McCurry and Eric Bilstadt, talking to aviation expert Bill Swellbar about the Department of Justice announcing the halting of the merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines late last week.
Good or bad idea that the Justice Department has decided to try to block the U.S. Airways-American merger?
I don't know that it's necessarily a good or a bad idea. I think what it is that we're seeing is a real sea change in how it is that the Department of Justice is viewing concentration in the airline industry. If you are one of the two carriers involved, you're going to see this as a bad decision. Obviously, consumer advocates are applauding the decision by the Department of Justice.
You know, I fly quite a bit. And what I've noticed, and you and everybody else has noticed, is that there are less choices, less capacity, and every single airplane is jam-packed. And I think that's why those consumer groups are standing up and saying maybe this is a way to put the brakes on that a little bit. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, I'm not so sure that the airlines are necessarily going to depart from this model of capacity discipline and trying to, you know, fill as many seats on each aircraft as they possibly can. I mean, that's proving to be good business. Like any business, you would want to utilize your capacity as efficiently as you can. That's what the industry is doing today. But, you know, that said, certainly we're not seeing much growth. We're not seeing new entrants. But what it is that we do see is an industry structure that is producing some profits for the industry finally.
What do you think Americans can end up doing? I imagine they're still going to try to merge or fight something with this.
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt. I don't think they're gonna take this laying down, either side. But as I read the Department of Justice decision, it seems pretty airtight that their view is this just putting 85% of the industry's capacity in the hands of four enterprises is just simply too much. And I think that's going to be a tough piece to overcome.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, let's listen to this excerpt from a conversation Terry Gilbert had in Phoenix with former mayoral candidate Jennifer Wright about the delayed merger of U.S. Air and American Airlines.
The U.S. Air merger, because U.S. Air is positioned here, stationed here, with American Airlines. A good thing, bad thing, Jennifer? The Justice Department is trying to put the kibosh on it.
I think it's a good thing to have this merger, and I think the Justice Department is trying to put the kibosh on it only to delay it so that they can bargain for special favors to allow it to go through. That's my opinion.
Well, I understand some states are all involved in this, too. So it looks like the Justice Department is a little top-heavy. I mean, as a lawyer, is this a class action? And when you get other states, I think Texas, if I'm not mistaken, glommed on with the Justice Department about this, so they look less big bad wolfish, if you know what I mean. They will say, we can't have a monopoly going on, so we're going to put the kibosh in court on this merger.
All right, so that's another overview. The merger focus continues.
Utopia.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Going with the conversation, shall we? Why not? What's in it for you? Well, more information about some of the things that are on the minds of lots of people this weekend. The drama in New York City last week. Maybe that's the best way of describing what came out of the decision to nullify the stop and frisk policy. Man, did I read a lot about this over the weekend, mostly on the plane going back and forth to Los Angeles. I was pretty surprised that this is, well, even though it's a New York story, it is something that a lot of people have been focused on, including the folks that were on the ABC This Week program, where Pierre Thomas talked about the debate regarding stop and frisk being sort of cut back, cut off, called unconstitutional.
For critics, it's images like this that fuel the resentment over the NYPD's policy of stop and frisk. To some blacks and Latinos, it's naked racial profiling, with them as the targets of an occupying force.
I remember them banging my head into this.
Is it fair, some minorities ask, that African Americans and Hispanics make up 52% of the city's population, but black and Latino males represent 84% of those stopped?
NYPD, keep your hands off me.
But to the police and mayor, stop and frisk, enforced by a racially diverse department, is a highly effective crime-fighting tool.
We have to give the members of our police department the tool they need to do their jobs without being micromanaged and second-guessed.
When we met with Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, he flatly rejected a federal judge's conclusion that his tactics violate the Constitution.
Now, the critics call it racial profiling. The judge called what you do, stop and frisk, unconstitutional. Why is it not racial profiling?
Well, you have to apply a formula of sorts. Do the stops comport with the description given by the victims of perpetrators of violent crime? And our stops certainly do. 97% of the shooting victims in New York City are black or Latino, as is the identified perpetrators of these crimes.
The issue for some of the people, the thousands who are stopped, is that if they've committed no crime, you find no weapon, that is creating a sense of resentment. As an African-American male, I know I've been pulled over a couple times, you know, for reasons I couldn't understand. And afterward, I sort of felt a little violated, a little frustrated. Can you see where the people are coming from in terms of why they're frustrated?
Absolutely. Understandable. Nobody wants to be stopped. We have engaged in a major training evolution for several years, focusing on these issues, to do these stops with courtesy, doing with respect.
Stop and frisk allows officers to detain people they deem suspicious in high crime areas. A federal judge said the practice targets minorities, calling it demeaning and humiliating. Her ruling calls for a monitor to oversee NYPD practices and a trial program for some officers to wear cameras to record arrests, as they do in an increasing number of cities. Again, Kelly is skeptical.
When do you turn the camera on? When do you turn it off? Do you have it on when somebody comes and wants to give you confidential information?
For all the critics, Kelly points to these blunt facts. There is far less crime and less blood in his streets. In New York City, there have been more than 7,300 fewer deaths in the 11 years since Bloomberg took office than in the previous decade. That's a 50% drop.
What we're doing and what we're trying to do is save lives. Murders are down to record lows, shootings down to record lows. Things are going right here in New York, and this decision certainly has the potential of overturning it.
888-302-3684. All right. So the final focus here in this hour goes to the new Coke ad. The safety of artificial sweeteners has been called into question. So now they're trying to convince us that artificial sweeteners are safe. Here's Jake Tapper talking to media analyst Barbara Lippert about this.
Is this latest ad for Coke a smart move? You see a mother and daughter sharing a Coke with the headline, "Quality products you can always feel good about." And then it's the sort of mini article explaining how artificial sweeteners like aspartame are safe. Would you call this an effective ad?
Well, it's aspartame. No,
aspartame.
You know,
I keep messing that up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but are there times in your life when you just want to sit down with your mom and get real about aspartame? I mean, this ad is just so awkward looking. You saw all the fantastic productions they've had over the years. Really wonderful advertising that sparked Americans' imaginations and told great stories about refreshment and happiness. So this looks like something you'd get in health class in eighth grade that was covering up something they didn't want to talk about, like menstruation or something. You know, it looks like it's more for asbestos than Coke. And they're getting ahead. They're managing a crisis that I didn't know they were having. I mean, I know that they were lobbying against Bloomberg's rule about the 2-liter stuff, but nobody was mentioning aspartame.
Who knew? Right, I guess is basically the question. Well, they call a lot of attention to it, and there's been a lot of focus on it, and that's why we talk.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.